Transmission.
Let's see, is it time to go? Yes, let's roll. It is 19:30 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee traditionally begins. So, as I am not one to break tradition, let us begin. Who am I, you might ask? Well, you probably know that I am Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. And I gotta tell you, I am getting kind of a late start today. I don't know what... who's this? Oh, hi, sleepy face. Oh, who's this furry person with a sleepy, sleepy face? Oh, so squinty. It's Pippa. My kitty just came over here. She heard me talking and said, it must be time to do some stuff. So I better get in the proper position here. And get this blanket somewhere where the kitty wants to get in. Here you go. Here you go. Who's a good baby? All right, so the cat's getting on the blanket. Come on, get your other feet in here. The cat is halfway on the blanket. Yeah, you're halfway on the blanket, Peppa. Get in here.
You're doing it wrong.
What'd she do? Okay, there you go. Here you go. All right. Yeah, I'm getting a late start today because, well, I slept. I'm trying to think. I didn't stay up all that late. I kind of went to bed a little bit earlier than I have been. Oh, but I must have just needed some extra healing sleep. Because I gotta tell you, I do feel even better today. Got some energy back. My sinuses are a little stuffy, but... I'm feeling a hell of a lot better, right, Peppa? Yeah, we're doing good. So, here we are. Yes. What day is this, Peppa? And do I have... Oh, she got to have face scratchies? Oh, you're so squinty. Yes, who's a good baby? You're a good baby. Yeah, okay. So, I was thinking about some... potential mischievous projects today. Actually, last night, right before I went to bed, I was watching some YouTube videos about big cats and some people at some big cat rescue place were messing with their cats. They were wondering, do big cats react to mirrors? And so they went and took a big mirror up to their tiger, lion, and cheetah, and serval, and caracal cages. They had a whole bunch of big cats. Lynx, serval, they had all the coolest cats. And they would take the mirror up to hold it up against the side of the cage, and the cats would come up, and you know how cats and mirrors are. Jeez, it was hilarious. And this one tiger was looking at that. That is reflection and chuffing a lot of... Woof, 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 woof. It was hilarious. And then they were wondering, do big cats like boxes? And so they... I already know this to be true. And so they were putting some big cardboard boxes in these big cat cages. And yes, the cats were playing with the boxes and sitting in the boxes and doing stuff. Some more than others. And I was waiting, yeah, now get some giant paper bags and put them in there. See if big cats like paper bags. Because if you are a regular listener to this show, you'll remember me talking about my invention, the tiger bag, on a number of occasions. And now, if you missed that particular episode, or don't know what I'm talking about, basically, some years ago, we're talking decades, I thought, you know what would be interesting? To make giant paper bags. And when I say paper bags, I mean the kind of brown paper, the brown craft paper bags that you get in grocery stores here in America. And yeah, we do have plastic bags, but you can still get paper bags if you ask for them. And cats love these paper bags. So what I want to do is make giant paper bags that are like 4 times the size of a regular paper bag. You know, imagine a regular paper bag that's 4 times longer, 4 times taller, 4 times wider. And then we go around and we put these bags in tiger cages or other large cat enclosures to see if the big cats want to get into the bags. And I thought they were going to do this on this channel, this big cat rescue channel, but they didn't. And you people, you don't know cats. You people shouldn't have kitties. Man, you got to be a cat person. And that's why I want to make giant paper bags. Tobes Tiger Bags. Got tigers? Buy Tobes Tiger Bags. Oh, kitties, you got to love them. What's this Pippa doing? Pippa is clawing at my ankles. Oh, it doesn't hurt because I have banky armor. Who's a kitty? Such a good kitty, yes. So after watching these, you know, big cat videos, I had another really, really sort of obnoxious idea. And that is catnip bombs. As you may or may not know, I do grow a lot of catnip. And I don't really do this on purpose. It just, you know, it's a giant weed that has taken over a few, you know, places in my yard. And so I have many, many plants and very, very much catnip. And it must be some particularly, you know, strong cultivar. It's some powerful stuff. It makes my cat crazy from 3 meters away. And so what I was thinking was, I don't know how to pull this off exactly. Maybe I'll need to make a form and a mold and okay, well, basically my idea is here is to take some catnip. And when I say some catnip, I don't mean like a small amount. I mean, let's take like 5 or 6 or 7 plants, entire plants, chop them up off the ground, chop them down, you know, pull them up or whatever, and then roll them all up into a ball, all into a big ball, about the size of a softball. Now, what's that for, you know, non-Americans? That's a ball that's approximately 10 or 12 centimeters in diameter. You tie this up in a string or something. Maybe not string, because that's not very safe for cats. You gotta tie it up in something that will disintegrate. What? I don't know what to do. Okay, so then you end up with a whole bunch of these balls of catnip, these catnip bombs. And now what I want to do is now take them to the zoo, you know, put them all in a backpack or something, take them to the zoo and throw them into cat enclosures. Here, kitty, 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 you want some kitty dopes? Yes, you do. Because big cats will react to catnip. That would be fun. Getting thrown out of the zoo for doping the cats. Yes. Won't that be fun, Pippa? You want to go with me? Get all the tigers and the lions, get them all high, and the cheetahs. And what else do we have at our zoo? It's been so long, I don't know what all cats we have anymore. But that would be fun. That would be fun for me. And it would be something productive to do with my bumper crop of catnip. Yeah, what do you think about that, Peppa? Pippa's not thinking about anything. She is face down into the blankie. She's pushing the top of her head up against my leg. And she's making funny sounds. Her funny little purr. Pippa does purr, but it's just not very loud. I'm used to cats, like Tonkinese cats, that purr so loudly that you can hear them in the other room. Tonkinese are a very fun, very hilarious type of cat. And that's what I'm used to. I've had a lot of Tonks in the past. But Pippa is a rag doll. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Are you looking up from the blankie? Look who's all squinty. Oh, you're so squinty. Oh, yeah. And she's purring right now, but you can't hear her. You have to get right up to her face to hear it. You can feel it. If you put, like, your hand on her neck, you can feel her purring. She just doesn't purr very loud. It just sort of sounds like purring when she exhales. When she's breathing out, you can hear her exhalations modulated by the purring. So it's kind of like... Oh, yeah, what's that sound? You're a kitty. You're a kitty. Yes, look at you. Somebody's doing floppy kitty business. This is the floppinest cat. You flop more than Neymar. That's a football joke for all of those of you who follow international football. Who's a baby? You're the babiest. Look at you. Oh, did you get your claw stuck in the blankie? Here, I'll help you. There you go. Yeah. Sometimes our claws get stuck in the blankie. You're crazy. You're crazy noopums. So, yeah. I'm going to smuggle catnip bombs into the zoo. It's expensive to get into the zoo, though. However, I do know how to get to some of the secret back entrance points of the zoo. Well, just because I know my town that well. But there's one place where I could get to where I could throw stuff over the fence, but it's by like a camel enclosure. There's no cats over there. There's like oryxes or something over there. And then there's the actual back gate. I wonder if I could somehow bluff my way in. I don't know. Why am I thinking these criminal thoughts? These aren't criminal thoughts. These aren't antisocial behaviors. I'm doing this for the cats. I'm a cat lover. And I think kitties need to have my kitty dope. My catnip. So I'm the good guy here, people. Yes. I'm the Robin Hood in this scenario. Ugh, speaking of Robin Hood, guess what's on TCM right now? Robin and the Seven Hoods. And look what's on after this. Oh my god. Oh no. It looks like it's... No, it is. It's freaking Frank Sinatra night all night on TCM. All day and all night. Man... As you may remember, I'm not exactly a Frank Sinatra fan. For various reasons. One, I don't like people who say, hey, look how cool I am because I know gangsters. Well, no, that doesn't make you cool. That just makes you, you know, a criminal. Besides, we all know criminals. We all know everybody knows a gangster or two. Everybody knows somebody... And two, if he knows gangsters, how do we know his rise to stardom was legit? How do we know that this just isn't a page taken out of The Godfather? So is he actually talented? Or did he just get where he got because somebody made a deal that they couldn't refuse? You know what I'm saying here?
Yes, what do you think about that, Pippa?
Yeah, Frank Sinatra, not a fan.
What do you think about that, Dippers? You're a Dupers. This is a kitty time. Oh, giving me kitty kisses. That's so nice.
Yeah, yeah. Are you trying to get up or are you just being weird? Oh, you are trying to get up. Okay.
Are you even awake? This cat is half asleep. He's half hypnotized. You're a hypnotized kitty. Yeah, so unfortunately, I don't get to watch TCM tonight. And there goes Pippa. Okay, so I can flex my knees. Ooh. Oy. Okay. I'm good. Ooh. Boy, I gotta tell you, I slept pretty well. I did wake up a couple of times. But then, instead of getting up at, like, 11, I got up at 12:45. So I got that extra burst of sleep in there. And I did have a weird dream in there at some point. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was another one of those weird dreams where I was somewhere strange, like out of the country, and I was eating something weird. I think I was eating mochi. Was I eating mochi or something? And when I think about it, why was I dreaming about mochi? I can tell you why. After I drink this tea. I'm drinking iced tea right now, but I'm going to switch to hot tea. Mmm. So yummy. I went to the store last night. I went to the store and two weird things happened. I went to the small store. And I went in there and I got all my stuff. I got my waffles and my my waffles and my Rice Krispies and my graham crackers and some cans of tea. And then I thought, I should get something to eat too. And I was walking through the frozen food aisle and I got some of my fried rice. And in the same freezer, there was a new product. Some egg rolls. And you know how much I love egg rolls. I'm actually insane for egg rolls. We've covered that before, so I won't go into it. Needless to say, it's pretty much my favorite thing to eat. And I thought, I'm going to buy these egg rolls. Because they were about the same. They were a little bit less expensive than the ones I normally buy. And they were new, and I thought, I'll try them. And as I'm pulling the package out of the freezer, it has this statement, this big logo on the package that says, "Women owned." Women owned. And I thought to myself, well, not for long. They're in like 3 minutes, they're going to be Tobe owned. And they were, because I bought them. And now they are toe-boned, and I ate them yesterday. And they were pretty good. They were pretty good. I thought they were a little bit better than the ones I normally got. They were pretty good for frozen egg rolls that were previously women-owned, and then Tobe-owned. And then Tobe ate them. So, I'm thinking about making a logo that says, "Will be eaten by Tobe." Maybe print up some stickers and I'll go to the grocery store and slap these stickers on my products after I buy them. And then after I bought the egg rolls, I was getting ready to check out. And then I thought, I'm going to walk up the main aisle again real quick and just look down the aisles to make sure I haven't forgotten anything. And I did forget something. I forgot sugar, although it wasn't critical. I got to buy sugar in the next couple of days. But I walked by the candy aisle. And I thought, yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, that's not a very good idea. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But I decided to do it anyway. Because I thought, I'll check to see if they have high chews yet. Because the last couple times I've been in this store, I've checked for Hi-Chew. This is a candy that comes out of Japan, and I have had these before. We used to be able to buy them in our old Japanese grocery store before it closed, and they've been advertising Hi-Chew
on TV. Like, God, I hope I could get some of those. And I've been checking the stores and I haven't been finding them. Why are they advertising them if they're not in the stores? And to make a long story short, I found them in the store last night. And they had the bags of them, the 100-gram bags for Americans. That's about 3.5 ounces. I don't know why I'm even saying that, because an American has no idea what an ounce is anyway. And there we have it. I now have a bag of Hi-Chews. And I got the Japanese flavored ones, the banana, mango, and melon. I didn't get the other bag, which is, I don't remember what it was, strawberry, blueberry, whatever. I don't even know. It doesn't matter. So now you're wondering, gee, Tobe, have you gone completely nuts on those Hi-Chews yet? No, actually, I haven't. I have managed to control myself, and I've only eaten two. And they're so yummy! I had the melon one and the mango one. I haven't had a banana yet. Oh, they're so good, and I do highly recommend these candies in these flavors. If you like subtle candy flavors that are still fruity and flavorful, then yes, you want to get the banana, mango, melon bag. Ooh. And me, I can go either way. Sometimes I want crazy insanity flavors, and so I'll eat something like Nerds, you know, that pure chemical kind of hyper flavor. Oh, but sometimes I want something good, and I'm a real fan of Japanese candy ever since I was a little kid. How does this come about? Well, my parents are music fans, and when I was a kid, let me clear that up. My parents belonged to a lot of music clubs here in town, one of them being a bluegrass club, the Great Plains Bluegrass and Old Time Music Association. And they used to meet out in, like, Papillion, a town to the south of Omaha, which is really still part of Omaha, but it's over the county line, so it can't really be called Omaha, and so blah, blah, blah. And so pretty much every weekend we'd drive out to Papillion, and on the way back, we would stop at this Japanese grocery store that was on 84th Street. Ended up going there my entire life, and it closed recently after the owner died. The daughter took over for a while, then she sold it, but then the people she sold it to couldn't keep it up, and it went out of business. And so now I have to go somewhere else that's further away to buy my rice and my shoyu. But that's neither here nor there. And anywho, pretty much every weekend we'd go to this store and we'd pick up some candy. And so I developed a real taste for Japanese candy. Especially melon flavored stuff. Mm-mm. And so I'm glad to have these Hi-Chews. Because I love melon flavored candy. Oh, I love melon flavored candy so much. Oh, it's not even funny. And so I bought the candy, brought it home, and I'm happy about it. I'm trying to think, did I forget anything else at the store? I got distracted by those women-owned egg rolls. I'm still confused about that. Oh. Yeah, so. What did I forget to buy at the store is what I really want to know. What am I going to eat today? Do I want fried rice? I don't know. I don't know. Ooh. That scared me there for a minute. They showed a picture of Mark Hamill on Criminal Minds, and he did not look good. Mark Hamill, America's greatest voice actor. Uh-oh, here we go. Clackle, clackle, clackle. Yeah, so just a brief coughing fit. to clear my throat there. Still feeling pretty good, though. Don't feel very sick. I'm feeling pretty good. And I should really check the TV schedule. Yep, I knew I was missing this. Sucker Punch is on. Let's flip over to that. And that reminds me, I listened to some Bjork the other day. I listened to Army of Me, because I love that song. It's so weird, I kind of dig it. I kind of like Bjork. You know, I don't own any of her albums or anything like that, but I do sort of like her music, and I like the way she looks. She's got that kind of extreme, very fierce look that I really like. The black hair and everything. I think she's kind of cute in a fierce sort of way, but I'm kind of scared of her too, you know? You don't want to make Bjork mad. She's got no problem kicking your ass. And we all know this because we've all seen the footage of her going ballistic in the airport when the reporters wouldn't leave her kid alone. I like that. I wonder if she's an invincible sword goddess. I do not know. Yeah, but this is why one of the reasons why I like this movie Sucker Punch, because I like some of the music, and it's such a trippy movie. It's great. So I think I'll watch this for a little while today. And I guess I should probably tell you this. Coming up this Saturday, on this Saturday's DGC, we're going to have a special mystery package unboxing show. You know, normally I don't do unboxing stuff because that seems like such a YouTube thing. Subscribe, and if you liked this show, hit like, and be sure to subscribe to my channel, and turn the notifications bell on, and and all the jump cuts. So anyway, yeah, this Saturday, coming up this Saturday, the 11th, tune in to the Dubious Goals Committee for a special package opening show. A package from overseas. That's right, this package traveled over water. So that's going to be fun. What did Tobe get in the mail? I don't know. And that reminds me, I'm up so late. Has the mailman come today? He probably has. Maybe I should go out and check the mail. I don't know. I kind of don't want to go out in case it's hot, because maybe I'll get hot and then I won't be able to drink hot tea. And oops, I pushed the wrong button on my remote control. I'm trying to get to the Weather Channel so I can see what the temperature is in my town. Show it to me. 87. Ugh. That's not good. Yeah, I'm not going to go out, at least for a while. It's going up to a high of 89 degrees today. Ugh. That's not so great. I'm not excited about... Oh, I remembered part of my dream. Part of the dream I had was I was at the side of my house and I was looking up under some eaves and I noticed that something didn't get painted. Oh, but it wasn't my house. It was like... It was white and stucco and... Where was I in my dream? I don't know. Whew. But luckily everything is in fact painted at my house now, so I do not have to worry about that. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad that you listened to the Dubious Goals Committee today? A show that airs every single day for the last 3 years at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe and I gotta get out of here, so bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of...